Hey there, I'm Susan.
And I'm Jessica. Welcome to the Eavesdrop on Us podcast, where we have real conversations about what it's like to be in business these days. Pull up a chair and welcome to the show.
Hello and welcome back to the Eavesdrop on Us podcast. I'm your host, Jessica.
And I'm Susan.
And Susan, I wanted to kick off today's episode because we were talking about, you know, how it's the end of the week and it's Friday. And
yes.
I think it's what I wanted to talk about specifically is you were just saying moments before we hit record, like now in the afternoon, it's Friday at 4 p.m. when we're recording this, like you're just waking up and my body is like, all right, it's time to shut down. So, which I think is really interesting that the two of us have such opposite creative schedules.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not just waking up for folks that don't know me. I've been up all day and I'm jamming along, but
that would be nice if you just woke up at 4 p.m. on a Friday.
I'm like such a couch queen. No, I mean, I'm awake, but I think what you're alluding to is creative energy is me. And my, you know, I really do spark awake between 4 and 6. And then look out, I am a night owl, honey. I am going to be jamming probably till about 2:30 this morning.
And to me, that sounds absolutely horrific because, well, yeah. I wake up, I actually don't need an alarm clock anymore. My body just naturally wakes up. And this may, like, this actually may horrify people at like 5:30 in the morning, like unprompted. And the craziest thing is this. I don't know how to explain it to people, but I wake up and I'm ready to go. Like, yeah, I need, like,
always been that way. You hit the ground running.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I am fresh and clear, unless I sleep horribly, but that doesn't really happen so much anymore. Like, if I have a good night of sleep, I wake up and I am ready to go. And I wish if I were smart enough, if I could bottle that into something and sell, I don't know. People are like, how do you do that? And I also don't drink coffee. So I don't need caffeine in the morning to wake me up.
Yeah. You never have.
No.
You know, for me, I'll get up, but I like a slow morning. I like.
Well, I always know. I'm like, okay, once you've had your tea, these are like the five things we need to talk about. Like I've had to learn, and I think it's really cool. Just the two of us, we've had to learn how to work with each other's creative rhythms.
Are you going
to
share how we both had that fun realization in an Uber?
Oh, I think that was an Uber to Funnel Hacking Live.
Yeah.
In 2020, it was before COVID. Yes.
COVID.
Yeah, it was just before. And it was, we landed sometime in the evening, like 8 p.m. or something crazy like that. It was late. And I was so tired because we had worked, you know, we had done business all day. And I always find like traveling exhausts me. Like I'm always tired after I get off a plane. But we were in the Uber and it was like 8:30 and I'm like just focusing on like how close are we to the hotel because I'm like done. I need to shower. I just want to go to bed. And you're like, da 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 da, like you're like sitting next to me, like chit-chatting and rattling off all these ideas. And I was like, oh, I get it. Right. This is how you feel at like 7 o'clock in the morning when I'm like, like I've got all these ideas and I'm ready to go.
Yeah. And yeah. You're just looking at me in slow motion like, what is going on? And this is great. Look at this town. Look, oh my gosh, we could do this and we could do that. And oh my gosh. Da, 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 da. And I was totally extroverting. I was going off the chart with, oh, I love the vibe here. I know we're going to have fun and yada, da, da, da. And I was jazzed, folks. And poor Jessica's nose was just slightly going like this. And I'm not doing that in the morning. And I think one of the reasons why we're kind of talking about this is because it's a matter of if you have partners and in your senior leadership team members, do you take a look around and, you know, to take a moment to acknowledge what their patterns are, how time impacts them, and how they engage with the business in terms of expending time, spending time, utilizing time, leveraging time.
Well, I think it was just the realization that like, I would never force anyone to, I would never force anyone to become a morning person. I think you gotta like, we're all wired differently. I think you gotta figure out how you're wired, what works for you. And I think work with it as opposed to like I suppose that's a whole different conversation. I would not be interested in changing my rhythm to work in the evening.
Yeah, no. And I'll be honest with you too. When I was a bank director and when I was working in the Senate, and even when I was working at a large 4-year institution business school, setting up a center there, everything was done at night. All the networking, the schmoozing, the meeting, the meetings, the big meetings, they were never before the day. And it was mostly because when we were in the Mid-Atlantic area, if you got out of your office in the morning and got caught on the beltway, game over, day is done. So, you know, it's almost the opposite there. You know, you go to the office, you get the work done, then you go do the after hours networking and schmoozing and boards and all of that good stuff. And it's
I like doing all my stuff in the morning, and I'm looking at the clock now, it's like 4:08.
And besides this annoying cough, I apologize. I'm like, yeah, let's do this.
No, I'm like, we're going to wrap up after this, and I'm going to go to bed at probably 9:30. No, maybe not that early. But anyway, let's get into what we were going to talk about today. This was so good that I had to write it down because I was like, I don't want to butcher. I want to read this exactly as we had talked about it.
Okay.
Speaking of time, because you had mentioned time a few minutes ago, it's this interesting scenario that I think a lot of growing business owners find themselves in, which is the question of,
pardon me,
how do I resolve the guilt around working hard in my business? Basically, if I'm not working hard, then I haven't earned my success, right? I have to work hard to get what I want out of this business. So that I think would be a very interesting, I think why that exists. And then how have we sort of helped our clients work through that so they can get the results that they want?
The reason why I brought that up with you before we came on here is because there are two mindsets. One is the manager, one is the owner. One is the operator, one is the owner. And, you know, they're interchangeable. And there really is a different perspective. When you're the owner operator, and well, let me be even more straight. When you're working in your startup and you're getting it to a position, you're working, because it requires that of you. It requires you to work hard and put in the extra time and dime and sweat and blood and tears. It requires that. And once you reach that next level of, wait a second, it's not brawn, it's brains I need to start using. Now notice what I just did from brawn to brains. So you need to think through things. So it's not as hard. It's taxing, but it's not as hard. So there is a flip, as you know, when you get into your business and you're working and working, and you're putting all that hard work pays off, yada, 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 and it does, but not in the forever. There are times where you have to sit back and relax and think, feel, be.
Well, do you think especially in that initial phase, oh goodness, do you need some water?
I'm dying. Keep going.
Oh, Susan.
Keep going. I'm just coming down with a cold and it's really coming in with a vengeance, but it's all good.
You know what? That's like after a long week of client calls, it's like, just got to hold through till the finish line. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's, I think anyone listening to this who has been in business can very, like, they can feel it in their bones, that recollection of like, I worked so hard, right, to get this thing off the ground. I put in the blood, sweat, and tears. I wonder to what extent is it that our bodies just develop this muscle memory for like, oh, this is like to get the results I want, like I'll just continue to do what I've done, which is to work really hard. And if I'm not working, if I'm taking quote time off, or I'm spending the weekend not working and I have this guilt, like I'm wondering if it's the muscle memory of it.
And the guilt comes from, well, geez, I got everything done. I have time. Okay, go be. go relax a little bit. It's okay to take a breath. Go provide yourself time to think. Most of us are like, well, geez, maybe I need to go make more sales. Maybe I need to go make more material to sell. And it's like, well, sure, you could do that, but to what end?
Ah, that question.
I love that question. I'll hold that to the very end. But, you know, I'm getting to the point of where time is not infinite. It isn't. It's finite. So spend it well. So if you're at a stage in your business where you can say, you know what, I got everything done that needed to get done today, I'm calling it a day.
Oh, I feel like that would terrify some people. They'd be like, oh, like I can't do that.
And that's because they haven't made the switch, or they haven't given themselves permission to have downtime, which is equally, if not more so valuable. Now, we both talked about our crazy sleep schedules. I'm great after 5-6 hours. I don't need the 8 to 9, 10 hours that some, so some don't require that kind of length of sleep. Mm-hmm. You have to honor thyself. Sleep is the best thing you can provide your body for your health and wellness. Same thing with downtime for your business. Now, I'm not saying be negligent. I'm not suggesting, you know, clock out at 10:30 in the morning because you
do 1 hour of work.
I'm not saying be negligent. I'm saying if you did get everything done and you did what was required for the week, and you know what, it was good, go for a walk. Go have a picnic. Go connect with a loved one. Go have some quiet time. You know, one thing we can learn from CEOs at the high level is that all of their hired guns, the CEOs, mm-hmm. all schedule thinking time.
Which yeah. sounds like such a luxury.
And it isn't. You get so bombarded with problem, solution, that no creativity and strategy and opportunity and creativity. Just really think about that. It doesn't come into that, does it?
And I think it was a lesson that that I think you helped me with, because I was very much trapped for a while. This was I don't know, a couple years ago.
Yeah.
So in the doing, and I've got to do, and if I'm taking downtime, then I haven't worked hard enough. I haven't earned this.
Here it is.
What?
I haven't worked hard enough. And I haven't earned it. That's an employee mentality,
mm-hmm.
business owner's mentality.
Well, and I think recently, probably in the last year, again, going back to what I was saying earlier, like my natural body's rhythm is I'm at my peak, at my best early in the morning.
Yeah.
So if it's 7 p.m. and I'm like, I still got a few things I've got to do, I can sit myself down. Hold on. But this was the logic I used to have. I'm like, I'm just going to push through this. I got to get it done. But now I'm very much in the space of tomorrow's a new day, that nothing about this is absolutely urgent. It will absolutely get done. And if I try and sit down right now and do this, it's going to take me like 3 hours and I'm going to get really crappy results from this, as opposed to if I just waited until the morning, you know? And so I think that took me a while to wrap my head around. I think when I was in the throes of like, oh, I haven't worked hard enough, I haven't earned this. And now I think that shift has been freeing, because it's like, there's nothing that is so urgent that has to get done right now that I can't wait one night.
You made my point.
Yeah. I'm not going to drag myself through the coals something done.
And really think about the quality, right? Mm-hmm. And quality of life, quality of output, quality of reflection. It's all seriously diminished. So why fight it? So, you know, if you tune into, and that's what I alluded to earlier, if you take a look around, watch your team, you know, these old paradigms of you cannot work unless you're at some office farm and with, you know, a manager, mid-level manager, and the actual supervisor or whatever incorporating these, you know, office farms. Somehow we have to drive an hour and a half to that place. then we can give you our best, which, okay. And then drive another hour, hour and a half home. That was never challenged for years until COVID. Then COVID said, yeah, see, that really is a broken model. Let's try it a different way. And everybody's like, oh, wow, this really does work. Shocking, not. But okay, well, that's what I'm positioning here is that, you know what? So your team members have a different creative style. Honor it. You're going to benefit big time. The output you're going to end up with is going to be so much cooler, sharper, edgier, interesting, captivating, lucrative, dare I say, when it gets honored. So, yeah.
Can I ask you this? How have you, because I know you've had so many conversations with that business owner who is, you know, I am very much in the business, do like I am a worker bee in the business. And there's that tension between I don't want to be there, but I'm having some challenges leaving that. How, what are some things that you help walk through with them?
It's a great question, actually.
I feel like that was a very convoluted way of asking it, but how have you helped someone break through that guilt is a better way of saying it.
Well, there's really a decision point. Do you even want, look, some people want to live with the guilt. They're okay with it.
Ooh.
I mean, yes. And that's a reality. So, okay, fine. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know, if they're okay with that, leave it alone. But let's get clarity. They're okay with that. And they're buying into, yeah, you're okay with it. So we'll leave it there. But then there are the others that, actually, I don't want to be a CEO. I want to be in the field. I want to be on the front lines. I want to be on the edge of things. So now we have to hire somebody to come in as a hired CEO.
Which I think for some people, they're like, what? My business can have like a CEO that's not me?
Absolutely, 100%. Yes, it can. And it, you know, dare I say, becomes fun again because all the things that pull their attention backwards to the office because they love being out in the field. I tend to see this a lot with sales professionals, with my trades, the owner operators. They love being out in the field. Conversely, it's either or in the trades because they're either tired, man. They are done. The body work is tired. And they want to go back in the office, mentor, grow, scale their business. So that's an easier one, right? That's easy. But there are a lot that I do talk with too that are very much still committed to, no, I'm a young guy or gal and I'm okay with swinging a hammer. I just don't want to do the back office junk. Mm. So you bring in somebody that's either a high level office manager, and I'm talking truly a junior CEO, right?
I think what I love about our conversations is, you know, any topic we bring to the table, I think one of the core things that repeatedly comes up is you have to have awareness of what you want. And I think, you know, are you fine with operating with where you are? Great. Keep going. Is it just a matter of you wanting to be in the business, doing the thing in the business? Great. Bring on someone who can take the stuff you don't enjoy doing. Okay. You don't want to be in the field anymore. You do want to be in more of the like higher level visionary space. Like, let's make that possible. So I think it's fundamentally, you got to be clear on and have awareness of what you want.
Yeah. It's also knowing if it's possible. Mm-hmm. Right. So once we get clarity as to what the possibilities are, which are you more comfortable? So it's really gathering and creating information and safety around that information, making sure it's vetted and, you know, solid, so on and so forth. But I think ultimately this is the strength of small business, micro small businesses, is that we can be many things to many people. It's not a one size fits all. It's not a gilded cage for all. It's not a complete free for all. It really can be very many things. And that's the exciting thing I love about it is that never one business, even though we do specialize in operations as chief operating officers, fractional and small business advising, every single business is different.
Yeah.
Because the person running it is uniquely different.
Well, and that's why I appreciate there's no one singular thing that you would say to relinquish or help someone release that guilt. I think it's getting in touch with what you want. And then I think, has that ever shocked anyone?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I literally said to a young protege, then stop working. If you're tired and you're not going to create anything worthwhile, put the pencil down and go play. Go be childlike, go enjoy the weekend. And it was at first shock, like, wow, really? Mm-hmm. Yes. Welcome to business ownership. Yes. Because it's going to get done. It just doesn't have to get done now, but it will get done. And I love the childlike curiosity that was embraced around it. It was like, oh, good. Okay. All right. Yeah. And it was really shifting from being a great superstar employee to becoming a great superstar business owner.
Mm. I love that in our last episode, we were talking about, you know, what's involved with, you know, what's required of you if you're looking to go to that proverbial next level in your business. I think this is even one of those pieces, which is a shift in mindset from, I'm the employee. I've got to work X amount of hours. I need to put my time in. I've got to work hard. I don't get success if I don't work hard. To the business owner, where you were saying it's then leveraging your time. It's leveraging revenue opportunities. It's bringing on people to help. It's that's when a lot of creativity can come into play. Yeah.
Brain work, not
brain work.
Yeah. And they're both vital. You know, one is not more important than the other. Both are equally vital. And, you know, but there is a stage for a business owner where you got to pace it. You got to pace it. It's a long mega marathon. This is not a sprint. This is a mega marathon. Triathlon, if anything, because you're going to be doing a lot of different things.
I was just going to say, you're going to be swimming, riding the bike, running.
Right. You know, so you have to be a little adaptable and, you know, honor your natural body time. Mm-hmm. And you can also structure your work time. Look, you can't do it all the time. I'm not going to be Pollyanna about this. There are times when your client and your customers and your audience or your marketplace won't allow that kind of flexibility. But there is much more flexibility in terms of how much time you put into your business. So you may not work Monday through Friday. You may work Tuesday through Saturday and take mm-hmm. Sunday off. You know, I know many in very many industries where it's a family owned business. They do that. So if it's really busy on the Saturdays, they don't take a hit and they allow team members to have a weekday off.
I think what you're getting at is, you know, the idea that you have to be like balls to the wall all the time. Of course, there are going to be times, seasons in your business that require that, but not forever and all the time.
Look, we're making more and I'm working less. Mm-hmm. We've been around for 10 years. In our second decade, I hope to reverse that. I want to go to the next level.
We did.
No, we're stepping up what we're doing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we've lingered. I'm cool. You're cool. We're ready to, you know, do another round. Let's do it. So, you know, it's a rinse and repeat. This is business 101. These are attributes that you'll always see in business at any stage. It could be micro, small to medium sized enterprises, all the way up to corporate. So, or multinational even, you know, these are particular qualities that are omnipresent. You'll always see.
Susan, it's almost 4:30 on a Friday afternoon. And what I want to ask you is this to round out, because I think we've had a really great conversation about that guilt. But for someone who is looking at the clock and thinking it's 4:30 on a Friday, oh my God, I have so much work to do. I'm going to have to work this weekend. I feel like I didn't work hard enough. I didn't earn the whole conversation someone would have on a Friday afternoon. Yeah. What would be one thing that you would say to them?
How are you framing your guilt and why are you committed to that as opposed to the outcome during the work hours?
It's a good question.
Many times people really like the guilt feeling. They're really committed to it. So it's helping them, you know, come to, okay, so what informs the affinity there? You're comfortable with this guilt. You know, are you ready to let it go? And then let's take a look at, well, why is it still here? Is it, you know, for who invited it? Is it tapes? You know, people saying you have to work hard for, or, you know, the chattering classes in your head? Or is this something of where, I kind of goofed off and I didn't get the work done. Okay, stop that. Stop the goofing off. When you're working, you work. When you play, go play.
I love it. I love it. So with that in mind, we hope that you release the guilt. Don't carry that with you, because it certainly does nothing to contribute to the creativity and overall well-being in your business. So
bills.
No, it does not. No. If anything, it might detract or pull away from you being able to do that. So
it's very expensive.
So Susan, thank you as always for such a great, honest, fun, candid conversation, and I'll see you next time.
I look forward to it. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed the show. And if you did, remember to hit subscribe, and to stay updated, head over to iwantacollaborate.com. I'm Jessica.
And I'm Susan.
See you next time.